What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. So let's dive in the funnels a little bit. Like, what separates a seven-figure funnel from just any old funnel?
Five ethical principles of persuasion.
What are some of those principles?
Five ethical principles of persuasion. This is all my opinion. Scarcity. Not exclusively my opinion. There's other people like Robert Cialdini, for example, who originally came up with the seven. Scarcity. Likeable authority. Messaging. Scarcity, likable authority, messaging, social proof, wow factor. Okay. You know, have you ever seen that show like Hell's Kitchen with like, what the hell's his name? Chef Ramsay?
Yeah.
Well, bro, here's how the show works for those of who haven't seen it. Chef Ramsay goes into all these failing restaurants. They're all failing. Okay. And here's the situation. All the episodes are the exact same. The menu sucks, the food's no good, the service is no good, the decor is no good, the management's no good. It's the same five issues. All he does every episode, cuts the menu in half, teaches them how to cook, teaches them how to be nice, fixes up the decor, teaches the staff how to be nice. That's it. Each and every episode is the exact same if you really analyze it. Funnels is the exact same way. It's just these five things. Most funnels, take a look at it right now. The messaging sucks. The scarcity there isn't any. The social proof is weak. The likable authority is weak. And there is no wow factor. So that's what it is, bro. Fix the hone in those, dial in those five things, and you got a much better chance of success.
Wow. That's very straightforward, but makes an insane amount of sense. And I think we have a habit of overcomplicating things when it comes down to it.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you completely.
With the coaches that come to you for help, do you find a lot of them dealing with shiny object syndrome?
Oh yeah, everybody. And it's not
how do you get them past that?
You know, here's the thing, man. It's not, you know, it's a hard battle to win because you're dealing with like the best marketing minds in the world that are all trying to. You know, listen, the average person sees over 4,000 ads a day, okay? It's not easy. We live in an age of, you know, ADHD and many different platforms. And you see, when people don't have focus, they're allowing the door to be open for shiny objects. But when you have focus, you shut the door because you know exactly what you need to do and that's what you're going to do. Now you get the hell off of Facebook and you see, people who don't have a plan, people don't know what to do, people who don't have accountability, they get sucked into shiny object syndrome. You know, you need to get the hell off of social media. You need to have a plan, have an accountability person, and just do the work, man.
Makes sense. We just have a habit of overcomplicating it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Givers Club a little bit. What's that all about?
Givers Club is my mastermind. You know, I have two programs, one of which is my mastermind. That is for established entrepreneurs who are making at least, you know, $10,000 a month minimum. And, you know, they're just kind of stuck a little bit. They're stuck at a certain income level. They need some direction. They need some strategy. They need some tactic. They need some, you know, support, some connections, things like that. And then we help them, you know, with all that and really help them scale.
That's awesome, man. I know Tiffany spoke at one of your events a while back. Yeah. And yeah. Everybody I saw talking about that event was just ecstatic about it. Like I saw a lot of just incredible commentary about that one.
It was an incredible event with an incredible group of people. We've curated an amazing group of people. It's unbelievable. You know, I love everyone in there and, listen, we're helping people make more so they can give more, you know, and you know, it's a lot of giving people, and those who take advantage, you know, are pretty happy.
Absolutely. So, do you have any tips for building up your network in this industry?
What do you mean network?
Like, just say there's someone that you want to connect with, that, but you're not really sure of a way to connect with them. Like, what strategy would you use?
Like, what kind? Like, what kind of connection, Mark?
Like, for example, if I wanted to get an interview out of Russell Brunson, just as an example.
Yeah. I mean, well, okay. So, I mean, that's probably not going to happen, right? Because he doesn't really do interviews.
No, I know.
Nothing personal. He just doesn't
just
really
do interviews. Just an example.
Yeah, no, I understand. But the thing is, like, we also want to be kind of realistic. But I think what, in other words, what you're saying is, like, how do you get interviews with higher, you know, higher people out there? You know, the bottom line is, man, honestly, persistency wins. You know, it's really like straight up, like, I'll give you an example, man. Like, somebody sent me, you know, I have somebody who sent me like this great gift. You know, they listened to a training of mine and they found out my favorite basketball team, or one of my favorite basketball teams, is the New York Knicks. They found out my favorite number was 23. They sent me a custom New York Knicks jersey with my name on it, with my favorite number on it. And, you know, people at the end of the day, their favorite topic is themselves. So they love seeing their name on something. You know, that's just human psychology. So it was a very intelligent gift. They came with a handwritten note, you know, showing some love and appreciation. Dude, I'm going to, whatever that guy wants to do, I don't care if he has an audience of three people and he wants to interview me. I don't care. And listen, that gift only cost him whatever it was, $1,500, whatever it was. But, you know, all due respect, my time's worth, you know, a good amount, an hour. Is it worth it for me to do a podcast or whatever, interview for somebody or whatever, for who has a small audience? Not really. But am I going to do it? Yes, because I'm a human and you've touched my heart. And now I'm going to reciprocate. You know, I have a feeling for you. And that's how human psychology works. That's how the brain works. That's how the heart works. This is called reciprocity. And it's one of the best strategies out there. And I think it's one of the most underutilized strategies out there. And it's frankly one of the easiest strategies out there.
Huh. That's, I mean, that's, and like, that's just, again, coming back to like how much we overcomplicate things. Cause
yeah,
like I overthink doing the outreach when, like you just said, it can be just as simple as doing a little bit of research and then finding a way to actually get in front of that person that builds a little bit of reciprocity.
Simple as that.
Awesome. Well, I know you're a busy guy, man. I'm going to go ahead and let my man Andrew Napier here ask you a quick question.
Come on, brother.
How's it going? Hey, man. So just a little, I've known a little bit of background about you. So you've taken multiple companies to that seven-figure mark. Now, have you seen like a common denominator between the businesses that are preventing them to get to that level? What was that common denominator?
It's just a very unsexy answer, bro. And it's really just straight up implementation, straight up dedication, consistent, relentless, passionate, consistent implementation.
Gotcha.
That's it. Get rid of all the distractions and just do the damn thing. Like I said, it's not that complicated, but we just, people get distracted, get shiny objects, this and that. You know, there's so many people, man. I mean, I've had people who just followed one of my courses and they just did whatever I told them to do. And then they just found success. You know, they didn't even go to support. They didn't go to chat. They didn't do anything. They just put their head down, saw what I said, implemented it. Right. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Absolutely. Now, to kind of elaborate on that question, there's two different sides of the business. There's the marketing side. And then there's, of course, your funnels and your systems side. Is it key to implement on both, or would you say implement on what you're good at and then outsource the other half, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to be careful with this. You know, I do say do what you do best, outsource the rest, but we have to be careful, right? I mean, you know, like, for example, if you don't know how to build a funnel and you have to outsource that, that's cool, but you should know, like, what you want in the funnel.
Right.
Right. And you do that by studying, because, like, you know, this idea that, oh, we're just going to hire someone and we're magically going to make money. Like, that's
non-existent.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
It's a lottery.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, do what you do best, outsource the rest, but you need to be smart about it. You need to be educated about it. I mean, not for everything, certain things, like, you know, like I'm technologically like illiterate. So all my tech stuff, I have someone else do, they just do it and it works. And, you know, but that's, there's certain things that that works. Do you know what right. I mean? But it's a traffic, you know, you might not know anything about traffic, but you should understand the psychology of it. You should understand the psychology of it so you know what they're doing. Your funnel should be good. And you should understand that, you know, a lot of this comes from having a coach, you know, which is one of the reasons why, you know, we became a coach, is to make sure that people are aware of all this information.
Absolutely. That's the reason I'm here with him. Drove all the way to Texas just to come here and hang out with him. Yeah, your man. Network is worth your net worth.
Yeah, no, that's exactly correct.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your time. That's all I got.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Awesome, man. So I've got one canned question that I ask all of my guests. If you could go back and have a conversation with yourself before you ever went out on your own and started a business, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
I think it would be those four cylinders, honestly. Honestly, it'd be that four cylinder thing I told you about. It would just be that if you do that, that'll unlock a lot of amazing things for you.
So you just tell them to go de-gunk all those cylinders earlier?
Yeah, exactly correct. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, because I mean, I guess everyone knows that, but yeah. Well, I wish somebody explained it to me that way, that you're just not, you know, this is just necessary. You know what I mean?
Just simplify the idea. That's what you wish you would have had a simpler idea of how to change everything back then. Absolutely. Okay. That makes sense. And that's, and the four cylinders, like that's actually really powerful. It simplifies what you need to figure out when you need to change your life. And that's incredibly powerful, man.
Thank you, man.
So I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
I'm very happy to.
So what is the best way to get involved with you, and what do you have going on right now?
Listen, I encourage everyone to go to my website to see how they can get the blueprint on how to build a seven-figure business, okay? And that's just my name.com, okay? It's akbarsheikh.com, akbarsheikh.com. And you can Google, you know, you're probably going to forget how to spell that, so you can just Google it. It'll probably pop up. But that's it. Just go to that website. It's our best funnel we've ever done. Very proud of it and enjoy it. And you know, we'd love to help you if it's a good fit.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today. That was incredibly valuable.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.